I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Ukrainians don't quite know what comes next for their country, but they do know Viktor Yanukovych is no longer in control. The ousted president of Ukraine is on the run, as the new interim authorities in Kiev hunt for him. They've issued a warrant to have Yanukovych arrested on mass murder charges. Those charges stem from the killing of protesters during anti-government demonstrations last week. Yanukovych fled Kiev and his opulent presidential palace over the weekend. In a moment, we'll hear about one place where he could be right now, Crimea. First, though, The World's Matthew Bell has a look at the former president's rise and rapid fall.
Up until fairly recently, Viktor Yanukovych might have been described as a political survivor. He first ran for president in 2004. Widespread allegations of fraud and voter intimidation sparked huge protests. What followed was the Orange Revolution. The rivals of Yanukovych took power, but their popularity crashed and burned, and Yanukovych ran for president again in 2010. He won this time, but he very quickly started to dig his own political grave, says Alexander Motil of Rutgers University. Yanukovych did so by failing to bring members of the opposition into his new government.
Instead, he chose to appoint hardliners from within his own party to positions of authority.
That alienated many Ukrainians. Motil says Yanukovych followed up with two more big mistakes within the year. First, he signed a deal with Russia that gave Moscow long-term use of the Black Sea port at Sevastopol in exchange for cheap natural gas. The deal was widely criticized by Ukrainians. And second, Yanukovych changed the constitution to give himself sweeping presidential authority. Motil says that move set the stage for engaging in massive corruption.
What he did almost from the get-go was use the office as a means of enrichment for himself, his immediate family, and then the so-called family, with a capital F, which consisted of some 5, 10, 15 of his closest cronies. These people, according to estimates, embezzled something like $10 to $15 billion in the 3.5 or so years that they were in power. It's simply astounding.
Yanukovych helped bring about his own downfall last November when he broke long-standing promises to sign a major trade agreement with the European Union. Motil says much of the Ukrainian public had come to support the deal.
They saw this as a civilizational choice. That's the terminology that was used. Namely, that this was finally a choice that was being made by Ukraine to join Europe. And that means joining the world and kind of being like everybody else in the democratic capitalist world.
Hundreds of thousands of people came out to protest in Kiev and other cities, and Yanukovych might have sealed his fate once and for all with his heavy-handed response. Ukraine's opposition says the fugitive former president has blood on his hands. The former boxing champ turned politician Vitaly Klitschko said, "It's a remarkable situation when the president of Ukraine is trying to leave the country to avoid responsibility." Klitschko said Yanukovych is responsible for the hundreds of victims who died because it was he who gave the orders to disperse the protesters. Another Ukrainian opposition leader today warned that the Russian military might intervene to bring Yanukovych out of the country and take him under Russian care. Russia has now recalled its ambassador from Ukraine, and it says the unrest there is a threat to Russian citizens and Russian interests. The Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev described the ouster of Viktor Yanukovych as an armed riot. Frankly speaking, the Russian Prime Minister said, there is no one to communicate with in Ukraine. There is no government, he said. Yanukovych is now on the run. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.